It's the Home Run Wednesday edition with Lee Dixon. Time now to check in with Justin Delaney from Lending For You for Home Run Finance. Good afternoon to you.
G'day, Lee. How are you?
Well, thank you. Let's turn our attention now to the world of finance. And some Aussie home loans research has shown that not many people have taken up the option of refinancing, which is an option that is readily available to many mortgage holders.
Yeah, it's some research that Aussie Home Loans are probably one of the biggest mortgage brokers in this country. And it sort of laid bare how far the refinancing market still has to go. I mean, interest rates are at record levels. And that research has indicated just 7% of mortgages or mortgage holders have taken advantage of what we've seen in ultra-low rates. So despite, the boom that we've seen in terms of volumes of home loans, this research said 50% of people said they had no interest in refinancing, and 28% said they didn't even know what rates were, as low as they were. So, what that says to me is that people are missing out on a huge chance to save some cash, and there's a massive opportunity for people. If you took a loan out in 2019 or early 2020, it's highly likely, according to that data, that there's a 50 to 80 basis points gap there. So in other words, your loan would be 0.50 or 0.80, higher than it should be, but only 7% of refinance. So what I say is talk to your local broker about it, because just even having that conversation, you could be very surprised what you can save. And it's all about cash.
It is.
If you can save money every month, Lee, it makes a big difference.
You know, and if we're talking over the course of 25, 30 years, it all adds up as well.
Well, weekly, it's that extra bottle of wine, and we probably need that.
Righto. Let's talk CPI now. Yesterday, we saw that the Reserve Bank didn't really move.
It sat on their heels a little bit, but the great inflation versus interest rates debate, it sort of took another turn. Our CPI figures spiked up 0.8% in the quarter, moving Australia really up to a level of inflation that we haven't seen in half a decade. It put the heat a little bit back on the Reserve Bank, who have sort of long insisted that they're not going to alter the cash rate until inflation sits comfortably inside that 2 to 3% band. Well, it's now at 2.1%. We had no change to the cash rate decision yesterday. Nobody expected there would be. But it's interesting, the Reserve Bank probably has come out now and has changed their tune a little bit, where they were not going to change rates until 2024. We've also seen the big four banks suddenly raise their interest rates, particularly in the 2, 3, and 4 year rate sectors. So, that rapid increase in the rate of inflation has turned the heads a little bit. But it really needs to be sustained over a longer period for the Reserve Bank to reconsider where they're at. The bottom line is, I suppose, post-lockdowns, there's clearly upside risk to the rate of inflation with people coming back and spending money. It'd be interesting to see what happens with wage growth. If we get wage growth, that will put more pressure on inflation and then, of course, interest rates.
Yeah. Speaking of all things moving, has the dollar done anything at all?
Eased a little, Lee, after the Reserve Bank yesterday sort of warned markets that there could be a change in the cash rate as soon as 2022. But the central bank sort of did come out and say they still might leave, they sort of have had a bit each way, they still might leave rates unchanged until 2024. Sent a message to the market that, things weren't as travelling as well as what we thought. Slipped to 74.69% from 75.16%. So that pulled away from a four-month high of US 75.55, which it touched last week. So, interesting. It's all about, had nothing to do with other countries. It was all about our Reserve Bank and what they had to say, and whether that policy that they're going to hold is going to be effective in terms of the general structure of interest rates in Australia.
Lovely. We'll see what changes in 7 days' time from now. Justin Delaney, Lending For You, thank you for your time this afternoon. Appreciate it, as always.
Thanks, Lee. Have a great day.